New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is confirming the city government has been the target of a cyber attack. The incident is affecting city websites and computers. The full extent of the damage is still unknown. At a press conference last hour, Cantrell stressed that public safety operations like call centers and crime cameras have not been affected, and said the cyber attack is similar to the one that struck state government agencies last month.
We do detect ransomware, but again, forensic investigations, very, very much active. There have been no requests made to the city of New Orleans at this time, but that is very much a part of our investigation.
Cantrell says she's made an official declaration of emergency as officials deal with the cyber attack, and federal authorities like the Secret Service and FBI have been brought in to investigate. Louisiana State University is looking for a new system chief. Its president, F. King Alexander, was appointed today to lead Oregon State University. Oregon State's Board of Trustees announced their decision to hire Alexander in a special meeting. Alexander has held the LSU job for more than 6 years. He will succeed Ed Ray, who announced his retirement from the Oregon State job earlier this year. Ray is leaving the position at the end of June after 17 years as president, but will continue in a teaching role at the university. At LSU, Alexander has been in charge of a multi-billion-dollar system of 4 university campuses, a law school, and medical schools in New Orleans and Shreveport. His salary, including housing and car allowances, topped $660,000 a year. The House Judiciary Committee voted along party lines today to send articles of impeachment to the full House of Representatives. As Paul Braun reports, there were no surprises from the members of Louisiana's congressional delegation on the committee.
Mr. Richmond?
Yes.
Mr. Richmond votes yes. Mr. Johnson of Louisiana?
No.
Mr. Johnson of Louisiana votes no.
Cedric Richmond, the only Democrat in the Louisiana delegation, and Republican Mike Johnson have echoed the arguments of their parties throughout the impeachment process. Johnson says the Democrats' evidence for impeachment is thin.
We've called this impeachment a sham because we just simply don't have a better way to describe it. House Democrats have been working to impeach Donald Trump since the very beginning.
In particular, he's criticized the Democratic majority for rushing through impeachment proceedings and denying President Trump due process. Richmond disagrees.
This is not a rush to judgment. It's a rush to justice. And we must not delay. Corruption is corrosive.
The full House is expected to vote on articles of impeachment on Wednesday. The remaining representatives from Louisiana, all Republicans, are expected to vote no. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.
This is New Orleans Public Radio News. Authorities say multiple people were injured in a crash involving a school bus and a pickup truck in East Feliciana Parish. The wreck happened after 7 o'clock this morning in Ethel. Police spokesman Taylor Scrantz says some of the 8 children on the bus suffered minor to moderate injuries. The 2 drivers and a 3rd person were taken for treatment at a hospital. Authorities say the pickup driver was in critical condition. Police say the driver of the pickup was trying to pass in a no-passing zone when the truck hit the bus head-on. A former Roman Catholic Church deacon in New Orleans has been indicted on a charge that he raped an altar boy 40 years ago. The New Orleans District Attorney's Office says 84-year-old George Brignac was charged by a grand jury Thursday. He was arrested in September. Brignac was defrocked as a deacon in 1988 amid allegations of abuse. He had been acquitted of a separate abuse charge in 1978. District Attorney Leon Canizaro says there is no Louisiana time limit for prosecuting cases involving children younger than 12. The New Orleans Saints say former Pro Bowl linebacker Von Johnson has died at age 57. Johnson played in 120 regular season games with 98 starts for the Saints from 1986 to 1993. He had 664 tackles, 12 sacks, 4 interceptions, and 5 fumble recoveries. Johnson was a member of the club's vaunted Dome Patrol linebacker corps. He played in college at North Carolina State and began his pro career with the Jacksonville Bulls of the United States Football League before the Saints selected him in the first round of a USFL supplemental draft in 1986. The Heisman Trophy ceremony is tomorrow afternoon, and Tiger fans are anticipating some great news. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow is a favorite to win the trophy. Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate sports reporter, Brooks Kubina, is in New York and sums up the majority opinion.
I can't really see anyone else winning this. And there's a good indication of this earlier in the week. He won the AP College Player of the Year, and he won won 50 out of 53 first-place votes. No one else seems to be even close to being the favorite for this Heisman. I would be very, very surprised if it's not Joe Burrow taking the trophy home.
The announcement is set for 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Central Standard Time.